The study looks at hospital claim data as it relates to severe maternal morbidity. That basically means complications that could almost kill a woman who's giving birth, including heart attacks, eclampsia, and blood clots. What researchers found is that Black women were roughly twice as likely to experience severe maternal morbidity in Texas than white women. They also found that among counties that had at least 100 deliveries, more than one-third of the counties had a severe maternal morbidity rate that was greater than the state's rate, and another 7% of the counties had a rate that was more than double the state's rate. Divya Patel, one of the contributors to the study, says identifying where the problem is the first step.
The next steps are to understand why are some areas of the state doing better consistently and why are some areas of the state doing worse consistently. And I think, you know, we can learn a lot from those areas that are doing well, and that's really where the value of the data are in terms of, you know, using that information and sharing with other places to say, you know, how can we improve the quality of care that women are receiving?
The metropolitan areas with the consistently highest rates of severe maternal morbidity were Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio. The areas with the consistently lowest rates were around Austin, El Paso, and Amarillo. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.